This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our first live feed update of Big Brother 24. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. If this is your first time joining the Big Brother live feed update, what we do here is just what I said. We go back in time. We go back to the day before, and then we talk about all of the things that were going on the feeds. I give you a nice little, sometimes succinct update on the goings on. I try to be as detailed as possible, but of course, some things are always going to be left out. But we do our best here. And I oftentimes have guests with me, but today I'm here on my own to talk with you about what happened yesterday. Of course, today is July 7th, but we're talking about yesterday, July 6th, day one of the feeds, night one, day one. It wasn't really a day. It was more of a night, but you'd still call it day one, I think. That's what the alliance would call it if they made an alliance on day one alliance. I apologize if I'm a little bit loopy because they stayed up all night, so I didn't sleep much. But we're here, and we're going to talk about everything that happened yesterday, all right? That's the whole point. One other thing, I know that the names of the house guests are sometimes difficult to remember, especially early on, connecting names to faces. So I went to the CBS website to get like a good grab of all of the cast images, and lo and behold, it was Big Brother 23 and not 24. I don't know where to get a good image of the cast, so instead I just grabbed it from Joker's, and then it looks terrible. So here's what I've got. I apologize. I'll have something better for tomorrow. But there's the, you can see the cast. That's all 18 of them. There you go. Yeah, let's get to it. Let's get to it. I've been doing these updates again. If you're new, been doing these updates for years now. I watch all the feeds. I do all the things. It's a whole thing. So you can go back to previous seasons and check out those live feed updates. But for now, we're going to go ahead and, did I say 18? Like I said, loopy. Let's talk about what happened on the feeds. The feeds opened up last night at around the time that they were supposed to. And we for a while did not get much game talk. The feeds opened up to the have-nots being revealed. There was Daniel was going to have to choose four house guests to be have-nots, but immediately we saw that some of the players volunteered. So Michael, Joseph, Monty, and one other person volunteered for to be the have that one of the other guys whose name I can't let me look at the pictures. I need the pictures. Kyle, thank you. Kyle, they all volunteered to be have not. So we got a bit of a bro group up in the have not room. The what we saw in the premiere as well, I should probably just quickly recap that. Obviously we saw that Daniel became the HOH, and Pooch became the backstage boss, which means that he cannot be nominated, cannot compete in any competitions, and cannot vote. But he also is safe from eviction. So that's where Pooch stands. Pooch chose three other people to join him in backstageness. They're all wearing t-shirts backstage. He's got the backstage boss t-shirt, and then the three people he chose are wearing backstage t-shirts. Those three people are Alyssa, Paloma, and Brittany. Now, they also can't compete in any competitions. They also can't vote. They also can't be nominated, but they are still eligible to be evicted at the end of the week. We don't know exactly how yet, but that is the current situation for those three. There is also currently a fan vote going on to determine which one of those three will be saved by the audience. Safe from eviction, one of those three, between Brittany, Paloma, and Alyssa. And as far as we know, that vote will continue all the way up until the morning of the eviction. So, it will not be revealed until, eviction night. So that's where they stand there. They also, these backstagers were not eligible for, have not status as well, or they were not, I guess eligible is a weird way of saying it, but they couldn't be have nots. They were safe from being have nots. So that's where they stand there. So we get the have not room reveal. It's like a pool. It's like a drained pool. There's like a little pool drain in the middle. They're sleeping on floaties. There's like a little plastic slide. And then what I thought the coolest part for me was the lights on the wall. Were like pool lights, you know, on the side of a pool. So that's what they've got going on there. And then the group was like just chilling for a long time in the kitchen, all as one big group. They were all hanging out, just getting to know each other. It was like just like a mixer, you know, like a networking event. People were just kind of chatting, getting to know each other, feeling each other out a little bit. And so that was going on for hours, as I was streaming last night, watching the feeds with everyone. We were just kind of waiting for the HOH room reveal, which we eventually got. And then people started to trickle out again, still not much going on. In terms of like what was happening socially, you sort of got the sense that, you know, Brittany is right now kind of seen as somebody that is maybe a little bit like not in the majority, a little bit. So like you're always looking for the people that are going to be left out, the outcasts of the group. You know, socially, people like Monty were very good. He was just like chilling. People were gravitating to him. And you know, people like Brittany and Indy were struggling a little more. Turner seemed to be struggling a bit socially. Michael was doing okay. He was getting in with people, but you know, is a nerdy archetype as per usual, a little bit awkward. So none of that really matters too much, though. What really matters is, you know, where these bonds end up forming. So the first bit of strategy we got was up in the HOH room, and it was between Pooch and Monty. Pooch mentions to Monty that he feels good about Monty, and he feels good about Kyle. Surprise, surprise. We've got some bros. So he says he also likes Joe. Joe meaning Joseph. Pooch is Pooch, and Joseph so far is Joe. For the record, he likes Joe, but he's worried that Joe could make himself an early target. He's not sure that Joe is reliable, which is a strange read considering that Joe is seemingly one of the more chill bros. But what are you going to do? It was a very brief little thing, though. Everyone was in the HOH room, and they just like briefly talked in the bathroom before Taylor walked in. We also saw Pooch and Brittany talk a little bit. He thinks that Brittany should be fine. He thinks Daniel is somebody that might go after bigger targets in the house. Again, implication here being Brittany, not a big target. So we'll see where that goes. The main event, though, the main bit of strategy from the night comes from Alyssa and Paloma. So we've got these bros starting to bond, Pooch and Monty and Kyle a little bit. We've got general conversations happening, general getting to know each other, general bonding. Most of these people are not talking game. The people that are talking game last night are Paloma and Alyssa. These two primarily, and then they kind of like spark it in some other people as well. So they get together and we get our first real solid bit of game talk. Alyssa says that she wants to put together some kind of alliance. Paloma agrees. Now remember, both Alyssa and Paloma are backstagers, together. And, they say that, the second they saw each other, they knew they wanted to work with each other. Prior to this moment, we didn't really see them talk much. Maybe they were talking a little bit before the feeds turned on. Maybe it was just love at first sight, but, either way, they're in lockstep right now. And, Paloma agrees. She obviously wants to work with Alyssa. They both agree they have to have strong guys on their team. They've got to get some strong guys. They say Kyle seems great. Pooch seems great. Paloma says, I liked, you know, honestly, everyone at the porta potties were super cool. Big porta potty fan was Paloma. We hear a little bit later that there may have been some kind of deal struck or loose agreement, bond, with the porta potty people. So this makes a little bit of sense. She says that, she thinks Jasmine in particular would be great. This is Paloma speaking. Paloma thinks Jasmine is the kind of player who would be super loyal if you locked her in. Like basically you get to Jasmine first, you become Jasmine's friend, you pull Jasmine into the alliance and you've got an ally for life. And that's super valuable. So that's where Paloma stands on Jasmine. Paloma also says there's already some people that, she thinks are a little snaky. Everyone's acting all nice. Like they like each other. Like this is going to be all fantastic and great. But I know what's really going on. There's already some snakes, some sneaky liar people. Remember, Paloma is the youngest on the cast, here. I think that's worth noting. They both agree that they don't trust Daniel. The HOH, they don't trust him. Something's off. They think they'll just tell him what he wants to hear to get through the week this week. But not super into Daniel so far. Now, a little bit later in the night, when they're talking about the fact that they are backstagers and they can't be nominated, I believe Paloma even makes the comment of like, oh, we can't be nominated. Bye, Daniel. Like, don't even care at all then. He's got nothing on us. We'll see where that goes. They also really like Monty. Big fans of Monty. Most people are so far. Most people seem to want to work with Monty. Again, I feel like it's hard to glean anything serious or real from just big group conversations, but if you could glean anything from them, from the large one that we saw when the feeds came on, I think the biggest thing would be Monty definitely has a presence to him that in these initial impressions, at least, is very important, very good for him, because a lot of people are drawn to him and want to bring him in, want to work with him. So they mentioned Monty, and they think, okay, maybe something like a group of six. Group of six would be Kyle, Monty, Pooch, three guys, and then Jasmine and the two of us, Alyssa and Paloma. That would make six. That's kind of what they're feeling. Paloma says, we should also probably, you know, maybe get two more, make it eight, but those two are like add-ons. What about that? Well, something like that. They kind of like, okay, yeah, maybe we'll do something like that. They make a final two. I don't know if it's named Scorpio Sisters or if they just say they're Scorpio Sisters, but they're Scorpio Sisters and they've got a final two. And it was, again, love at first sight. They both agree. They're tired of men running the show. They're not about letting the guys win this. They're going to align with some guys. They're going to use them for some competitions, and then they're going to cut their throats. That's how it's going to work. It's not usually how it works, but that's their plan. Paloma says, okay, we can't be seen together. So you leave. And then I'm going to hide. So she goes and she hides behind the bed as Alyssa walks out of the bedroom, which was a choice, because if anybody came into that room after Alyssa left, instead of just seeing Paloma like sorting through clothes or doing something normal, which wouldn't have been suspicious, they would have seen her behind a bed hiding. Which would have been like the worst possible thing she could be doing in there. Anyway, Paloma goes up to Jasmine and says, Hey, we have to meet later. It's hard to get people alone, but we should talk. Jasmine seems to be in on it, in on the idea. Like, I'm into it. Some other general stuff that's going on again. Most of the other house guests are just still kind of socializing. Not a lot of game talk happening. Pooch explains to a group of like Daniel, Turner, Amira, Kyle, explains his sort of like the situation where he was the backstage boss and how he had to make a decision. He was like, thank God for the commercial break, because I had time to sort of think about it and then realize, oh, I should just do whoever it was out first. He didn't even see who was out first. And then when it came to the jewelry competition, who was out first, he just remembered about Brittany being a belly dancer. And that's why he chose Brittany. But she seems really sweet and he feels bad. So we're later, again, we're going to get some more talk, with Paloma, Alyssa, and then this time with Brittany and Indy. It's mostly the three backstagers talking about how they can't be nominated. They're a little bit confused about how, okay, if we can't be nominated, how are we in danger of being evicted? They're not sure. It's a little confusing. You know, I think we can all agree that it is a little confusing. Jasmine ends up joining the conversation. Indy mentions, hey, us girls should stick together. Put a pin in that for now, because it's coming back. We do get some thoughts from Daniel. Up in the HOH room, Daniel is going to talk to the cameras, and he says that, Big Brother, I'm happy to be inside you. He says, I've auditioned for 10 years to be on the show. I always wanted to be the first HOH. Unbelievable. What is happening? He says, Nicole seems like a homie. Now, if we're going to decode Daniel speak, It feels as though homie equals number one, highest position on in the higher. Homie is the top of the ladder. Nicole is the homie. He thinks Alyssa is dope. I think dope means like pretty good, above average. He wants to talk to Nicole tonight or tomorrow. So Nicole is kind of the person he wants to talk to the most, about nominations, at least. He says Kyle is cool. I think cool is like just about average for Daniel. Kyle is cool. Alyssa's cool. Alyssa was also dope though, so not sure. Paloma, he says, is really cool. But she's too young for him to know where her head is at in terms of strategy. Which, yeah, good read, because she is definitely already going for it. He says Taylor and Indy are firecrackers. Don't wanna mess with them. He says Turner seems chill. Chill. I think chill. Maybe cool is slightly above average. Dope would be like really good. And then chill, maybe chill is like average. Chill is just like, yeah, chill. He's chill. Fine. He says he needs somebody to piss him off and make his life easy, because he doesn't know what to do with the nominee. He likes too many people. He says Terrence is cool, not a threat. He wants to keep Terrence around. He says Brittany is very sweet, but very easy to put on the block. He feels bad. So again, we're kind of like in this territory of Brittany seems like the most on the outs, kind of like outcasty person in terms of the social hierarchy so far. We'll see if, Alliance territory might shift that a little bit, but right now in terms of social hierarchy, Brittany seems to be at the bottom. And even, Daniel here mentioning Brittany as somebody that would be easy to nominate. Obviously, Brittany cannot be nominated. But the fact that he still sees her as somebody that's easy to be nominated, despite the fact she can't be nominated, I think says a lot about her current social standing. But people do all seem to like her. It's not like she's an outcast, like people don't like her. They think that she's weird. It's mostly just that, like, you know, she's sweet, but doesn't fit in, I think is kind of the implied message. He thinks Pooch is cool, but again, Nicole is the homie. Nicole is the homie. So he basically expected Daniel and Nicole conversation, to really kick off the proper strategy of the season sometime today, as they discuss who they want to work with, who he might nominate. That's going to be, I think, the big thing here. So that's Daniel, and that's about the extent of the game talk we'll get from Daniel at all in the night.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So let's get back to the other game talk. Alyssa and Paloma. Still talking game. Alyssa says, look, I'm not sure that we need to be in an alliance with Amira and Indy, because they might already have our backs. Basically, they like Amira, they like Indy, but they don't necessarily need to be in an alliance with them. That's Like, we're chill. We're cool with them. They'll be cool with us. We might not need to make it official or anything. Who they need Monty. They need Kyle. They need Pooch. Same three guys that they talked about before. They need Jasmine. And this time they bring up another name. They say they need Nicole. Nicole, obviously, you can see her in the pictures here. But if you don't remember, Nicole is the former police officer, now private chef. They say they need Nicole in this conversation. But that's going to change, probably. Just wait. Paloma says, I think the only weak link in that group is potentially Jasmine. But she's loyal and therefore valuable in that way. Alyssa wonders, like, why do you think she's going to be so loyal? Paloma kind of ignores the question and says, what about Taylor? What about Taylor? And Alyssa says, I've been thinking a lot about Taylor. And then they both do like a little pageant wave, like a little, I don't know how to do the pageant wave, but it's something like this, right? Like pageant wave. But they do it in a bad way. It's hard to describe without seeing. It's kind of like, Yeah. Pageant. And it kind of like, it's kind of like them. It's kind of like, it's like when it's like, Hey, do you also dislike the pageantry of Taylor? And they're like, I do also dislike the pageantry of Taylor. And they're like, oh, we both dislike her. Perfect. They don't like her. They agreed. She gives them bad vibes. There was some kind of incident. Paloma dropped her pineapple and then Taylor did something. Saw it. Maybe said you dropped your pineapple. I don't know what she did because Paloma like never finished the story. But she keeps mentioning the pineapple. Alyssa has a story as well. Chilling story about Taylor, where one time they were walking into a bedroom and Taylor said, are you guys following me? Oh. Terrible. Oof. Gives me the chills. Don't like her. They think she's condescending. Those are their feelings on Taylor. It's Indy and Amira, they're prospects. Prospects for that. They don't seem super strong, though. They don't need Daniel. He can't even nominate them. They don't need Daniel. So maybe what they should do, maybe they should make a girl alliance that's separate from the main alliance. But girl alliances never work. But that's fine because they'll have the main alliance. So that'll be okay. We talked about the girl alliance never working thing. It's such a self-fulfilling prophecy. You never see bros get together and be like, man, bro alliances never work. We're going to have to figure something else out too. You know? Anyway, they say, look, if the backstage thing ends in a competition, they feel good against Brittany. They feel like, okay, we can beat Brittany in a competition. So hopefully it's a competition of some sort. All right. That's what they've got going on. The shifting of plans for Alyssa and Paloma are players of the night. Michael talks to the cameras briefly. And he says, what are you guys doing? It's the first night. Nobody's talking game. I'm annoyed. Nobody's having conversations about game. I just want to talk game. He can't find the game talkers. I guess he didn't find Alyssa and Paloma. Poor Michael. Maybe he'll find some game to talk today. But back to Alyssa and Paloma. They're still going. Big conversation in the bedroom. I don't even know what to call the bedrooms. The one that used to be like an RV on one of the seasons. It used to be a have not room as well. So the usual camera angle with the hallway on the right. It's the left door. Anyway, they're all in there and, they're all in there. Let me name the names. Alyssa, Paloma, Jasmine, Amira, Indy, and Brittany. AKA six of the women, AKA all of the women except for Nicole and Taylor. All of the women in the bedroom. Except for Nicole and Taylor. They're talking about various things. General bonding. They're talking for a little while. Something that they reference a lot is that they talk about vulnerability. They talk about being vulnerable. They talk, I believe it's Paloma shares a story about being vulnerable with a friend who then became not a friend anymore and having to like break up with friends and how breaking up with friends is sometimes worse than breaking up with like actual relationships. But still feeling like, I'm glad I was vulnerable because, it was better to have been vulnerable and lost than to have not been vulnerable at all. Right. General bonding. And then they start talking about, talking about the guys. Who's cute? Who's not? Who's got good ears? Who's got a good butt? Start talking about that. Then they start talking, what about the girls? Cause they think, Amira says, I think there might be a couple of guys, girls. Uh-oh. Not guys, girls. No. Jasmine says, I thought it was weird because I was hanging out with like a couple of the guys and Nicole. And then I was like, I'm going to leave. And then Nicole was like, oh, but are you coming back? Classic guys, girl, right? Am I right? They think Taylor and Nicole. Probably guys, girls. Probably. Amira says, yeah, hold on, get this. Talking about Taylor. I read a spoiler on Twitter. I read a spoiler on Twitter that there was going to be a pageant girl on the cast. Who amongst us is a pageant girl? Taylor! Cracked the case! Nailed it! She's gotta go! Jasmine's like, she didn't even want to say she was a pageant girl. She, at first she was just like, oh, I do whatever, I forget. And then it was all, and we were like, no, you're not just whatever. She's probably only a pageant. She's probably like mostly a pageant girl. Hmm. Careful with your Twitter spoilers, people. Dangerous. So now that they've bonded over being vulnerable, over friendship, over cute butts, and over their mutual distaste for a couple of other people. And now it's time. Let's make this a thing. Let's do this. It's time. Let's us together. We should make an alliance. Girls Alliance. Cause We're girls, girls. Let's go. Girls, girls. Hands in, girls, girls. They start to, okay, this, we're going to work together. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make it work. If we get approached for other alliances, we'll tell each other about it. This is great. This is going to be great. Worth noting, right, in this conversation, obviously, Jasmine and Amira were doing a lot of talking. Obviously, Alyssa and Paloma were doing a lot of talking. Indy was definitely, talking, a little less vocal. Brittany, pretty quiet in the conversation for the most part, but obviously still involved. So we will see. We will see. Shortly after this alliance is made, Alyssa and Paloma discuss it privately. They say they like it. They're into the girls-girls alliance, but obviously they still need the main alliance with the guys. Because the girls-girls alliance isn't going to win comps. They need the guys. They need the guys to win comps for them. So they got to get on it. They got to get on it quick, too, because they can't have... They can't have the guys going in a different direction, right? Taylor, she's very, very pretty. And they don't want Taylor to get to the guys first. They need to out-seduce her. The two of them together can out-seduce Taylor. Like when Fessy chose Haley over Caitlyn, that's what we need. That's the energy we need. I wish I was making this up. Anyway, Alyssa also is going to talk with Indy. She says, we need to pull in some strong guys to win the competitions. Indy, she's got some suggestions. She said, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. We should pull in, Martin. Who? Martin? I don't think there is a Martin. Monty. Pull in Monty. Like that guy. Seems cool. Right? At first I was like, did she see Marvin? Where's Marvin? They didn't use the word seduce. No, I said seduce. They used similar words. Monty, they want to work with Monty. Alyssa says, she likes Kyle and Moose. I knew that was going to happen. It was a long night. I wrote Mooch instead of Pooch. Alyssa says Kyle and Mooch too in my notes. All right, let's change that to a P. Indy isn't as big on Mooch. Mooch. This is definitely a Where's Moose situation. All right, Indy isn't as big on it. So Alyssa says I like Kyle. Indy agrees. She says I like Pooch. When she says I like Pooch, Indy does a thing. She does one of these. Right? So Alyssa goes, I like Kyle. And Pooch. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe Pooch. I don't know. Not sure. Alyssa says, okay, Indy, what do you think of Daniel? Now, remember, Alyssa and Paloma earlier mentioned they don't like Daniel. They don't trust him. They don't find much value there. So Alyssa's feeling Indy out about Daniel. She says, well, what do you think about Daniel, the HOH? Indy says, I like him. I like Daniel. Seems nice. Seems funny. Seems chill. And Alyssa's like, oh, yeah, me too. Me too. Totally like Daniel. Seems cool. Seems like he'd be good at comps. Seems like he'd be good to have on our side. Just like that. So we'll see. We do get a little bit of game talk from the bros. Back to the bros. Monty and Kyle are going to talk for a little bit. The bros are bonding, continuing to bond. They talk about there again. This is where we hear that there was a thing with the porta potty people. Porta potty people being Paloma, Jasmine, Kyle, Monty, and was it Indy? It had to be Indy, right? Nicole. Thank you. It was Nicole. It wasn't Indy. Those are the porta potty people. Jasmine, Paloma, Kyle, Monty, Nicole. So they had some sort of, although I don't know if, because they said there was a like a porta potty thing, but like obviously Nicole came last to the porta potty group. So I don't know if it was just the first four that entered that made the porta potty thing, or if Nicole was actually in on the porta potty thing. But either way, there was a loose porta potty thing. So they talk about that. They like Pooch. They like Joe. Same people that Pooch was talking to Monty about earlier in the night. Pooch, Joe, Monty, Kyle, something like that. Monty says, and this is important because Monty, again, definitely seems to have a lot of social clout at the moment. A lot of people drawn to him. A lot of people want to work with him. Monty says for him, his philosophy in the game, what's important to him, he wants the strong people to stick together. He wants, you know, he doesn't want to stick out. If other strong people leave, then all of a sudden he starts sticking out as the big, strong guy. So he wants to get the big, strong guys to work together, so that they can all kind of like, you get a bunch of big, strong guys. All of a sudden, the target is so big that it disappears. Dr. Will strategy, right? That's what he did. Something like that. That's me talking. He didn't mention Dr. Will. Big, strong people. And if they get the big, strong people together, they win lots of competitions. Kyle says, yeah, that's how you do it. The good alliances, they win a lot of comps. Like Derek and Cody. We can be like Derek and Cody. They also both like Daniel. They do like Daniel. So Monty and Kyle connection, definitely worth noting. They also like Pooch. Those are the three people that were mentioned by Alyssa and Paloma as well. Obviously with Joe kind of not mentioned there. Now that kind of makes sense because Pooch also said he wasn't sure on the Joe thing. So we could definitely see that six person alliance or something close to it end up forming at some point today because those three guys are already together. So there you go. They're doing that. There is also a little bit of talk at the end of the night. Joe and Taylor talk for a bit, not a ton of game, but mostly just kind of like bonding. They talk about like basically that nobody else has really talked game with them yet. They talk about Joe volunteering for Have Not. Taylor says like, well, I think Daniel might look at the guys as allies, especially like you four guys in the Have Not room. I think he might, you know, not want to take a shot there. He probably sees you as potential allies. They talk about how they feel about some of the other players. Taylor thinks that Paloma is hilarious. She likes Paloma a lot. I mean, maybe she thought the pineapple was funny. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But she seems to like Paloma for now. We'll see how long that lasts when she finds out how Paloma feels about her. And that's pretty much it. I mean, it really seems like Taylor's just kind of minding her business. She's already got a group of women who want to take her out. So we'll see how that goes. We've got the seeds of a bro alliance forming. We also have the seeds of a sort of like big early majority group forming as well between the potential Paloma, Alyssa, Monty, Kyle, Pooch kind of grouping, plus the connection of this girls alliance. This could be the start of like the big majority from the start of the game, right? Where does Daniel get involved in this is a big question, obviously, as he is the HOH. And does it hold at all? Does it form? Or does this potential girls-girl thing end up being the thing that Daniel is hoping for, that somebody will piss him off and he'll have a reason to target people? Obviously, he can't target Paloma and or Alyssa in terms of nominations. So if this girls girl thing is to backfire, it would likely end up backfiring on, I guess, one of the other women in that group, or potentially one of the bros. Daniel did say in his pregame press that he was not really somebody that got along with the alpha bros. So he may, even though these bros might be thinking like, hey, we're getting together, Daniel might be cool with us, he might not be as down for the bro thing as they are. Though he does seem to like Alyssa and Paloma. And if they kind of like drop their idea of not being super in on Daniel, then he might end up being included in that group, in that majority, which would make a little bit more sense. But he also is mostly in with Nicole, who is not in that group, not in the girls, who cares? And so we'll see where this goes. I don't really know if this is the start of a real structure or if this is just rumblings. My guess right now is it's just rumblings, because there's a lot of things that are left in the air. Primarily, again, that Daniel is the HOH and he has not been really included in a lot of the talks. Always very important if you're making an early alliance to, if not fully include the HOH, at least account for the HOH, because the HOH can really screw you up. Not only because they can make nominations that don't align with your alliance structure, but also because it will be much harder to build an alliance structure while everyone's worried about what the HOH might do. They're going to go gravitate toward the HOH more so than your alliance. So we will see where things go from here. Any other questions before we start to wrap up from the night? Because it was a silly night of first night of feeds. But I have a feeling this is just the beginning, and we'll probably get some much more concrete information over the course of the day. No real clue on potential noms so far. If we take a look at, again, what Daniel said to the cameras, I think we can assume that that Nicole is off the table. Obviously, all four backstagers are off the table. Obviously, Daniel can't nominate himself. He's not a PAX bro. So that makes six people off the table, 10 potential options. The rest of the people, he talked about Pooch is cool. He said Terrence is cool. He said Terrence he specifically wants to keep around. So I think probably not going to be nominating Terrence. Maybe take him off the table. So then 9 people left. Pooch is cool. Turner is chill. I don't know if chill cuts it. Turner could be on the table. Taylor and Indy, he doesn't want to mess with. But I don't know what his relationship is with them. So I think they might be on the table. Kyle is cool. Alyssa is cool. Paloma is cool. But he's not sure about, but she's not on option anyway. So that leaves, let's see. He doesn't really mention Amira, Joe, Jasmine, And he doesn't mention Monty either. So, or Michael. So there are definitely still some people out there as options, but really I think the only people that are like Locke probably not being nominated by him are Nicole, maybe Terrence, based on what he said there, but we will see. So that's that. Let's see. Somebody asked, anything from Michael? Again, not much from Michael other than just, chatting with people. Somebody was asking about, Terrence. Of course, Terrence seemed to fit in fine with the big group convos. He was talking to a bunch of different people. I think, very much what you would expect from the like quote unquote older player archetype. That is doing well socially in that, he is fitting in, but nobody talked about him as a potential alliance member. They like Terrence, but are they going to work with him is the question. Turner, how was Turner socially? Turner was very quiet all night. I barely heard, Turner speak. I mean, obviously he did speak, but, he was one of the more quiet people, in the house. Pooch's real name is, yes, in fact, Joe, but we're not going to talk about that because there's another Joe. Noms, they were expecting Noms to be sometime today. But I think we might expect them to be sometime tomorrow. But we will see. There might've been an update on that. I'm not sure what's going on the feeds right now. If there's anything on the screen yet, but I assume not. And I think that's about what we've got, unless there are any other questions. How's Brittany doing socially? Well, as I mentioned before, I think Brittany, she's in a position right now where people are like, Brittany is sweet, but like even the alliance that she got into, the girls, girl alliance, she wasn't really a fundamental part of the formation of it. I think if she wasn't in that room, I don't think she would have been included in that kind of situation. Let's see. Where's Indy in all of this? Again, I mean, I think Indy is, she's doing okay. She talked a lot about Big Brother Brazil. Made a couple of bonds. I think that, you know, not like the most social person, but she's doing okay. Who's setting themselves up for the most success so far? I don't think we can really answer that question yet. I don't think there's been enough actual, gameplay. Obviously Alyssa and Paloma got a little bit of a head start, but they have zero power this week. They have no vote. They can't compete in anything. They're not the HOH and they have no connection to the HOH. So that head start is pretty meaningless in my eyes. Getting a head start is effective when it means that you have early access to power. Meaning if you're one of the first people to get to the HOH, that's great for you. If you're the first person to form an alliance without the HOH, and two of the people in your alliance can't even vote, this doesn't really matter. There's plenty of space for other people to make alliances that can easily surpass yours. So, even though they got a head start, I don't think it's the kind of head start that is particularly meaningful. So in terms of structure, I don't think there's anything solid enough that I would say anybody has a significant advantage yet. I would not count Taylor out if you're worried about that. I think this girls girl thing is obviously it could last. There's always a chance, but it does not seem very solid right now. And their read on Taylor seems wrong too. So that might change. They might like, this might be a situation where it's like they talk to Taylor at some point today and then they reconvene. And they're like, actually Taylor's like super chill. I don't know what we were thinking. So we'll see about that. I mean, in terms of, again, who's just like doing the best, Monty does seem to be in a spot right now where all eyes are on him in a good way. That could shift easily if he does not handle it well, meaning he needs to be like, saying yes to people, talking game with people, making them feel comfortable, because while it's a good thing that everybody wants to include him right now, if he doesn't actively make people feel like he's been included, then they're going to start to think he's been included somewhere else and not with me, and therefore he's a threat. So that's going to be his, I guess, challenge, but it's not that hard. He's in a great spot. So we will see. Yeah, that's what we've got. That's the day one, night one of the feeds. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. We should get some more for sure today, in terms of more relationships, more alliances, more building plans for nominations should likely start. So we will have a better sense of where we are headed tomorrow morning. But for now, that's what we've got. We will be live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to draft. We haven't done the draft yet. So all of this like little trickles of information will be all that we have to work on with the draft tonight, as we are doing a post-premiere draft for the first time. Should be interesting. Make sure you come and check it out. I will also be, I'll be streaming on Twitch today, probably in just a little bit. I still haven't watched the challenge from last night. It's got lots of Big Brother players on it, so I'm going to watch the challenge on Twitch. You can watch with me if you haven't seen it yet, or if you have and you just want to hang out. Come find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I was also live last night watching the episode live with all of you. So that was very fun. So come hang out there, and check out, I've got some YouTube videos of, the Among Us games that we were playing, that we've been playing, every week, lying to each other, murdering each other. It's a good time. So you can check that out. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, the feed, the YouTube, all the things. Become a patron. And, make sure you root for me in the draft. Come on. All right. That's what I got. Thank you all so much for hanging out here today. And I will see all of you next time.